What's up? Welcome to the Bando.
Welcome to the Bando.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right. We're back. This is the first episode of the New Year.
It is.
Damn near the end of the month, but that's okay.
It is.
That's okay.
It is.
We're here.
Happy New Year.
Right. We're fresh, back on our bullshit.
Hey.
We got another tasty, tasty episode for you guys. Mm-hmm. Nice episode. Last episode, talking about some cute shit.
Mm-hmm. What's today's date?
Today's the 27th, January the 27th. Today is Sunday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
The Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back in the States yesterday.
You did?
From a nice little trip.
That's a blessing.
It is.
It's a blessing.
Very clarifying trip.
That's a blessing. That's
good. Had to cuss out a few niggas, but it's all right.
Because who you cuss out on the trip? Them white people. Oh yeah, they make you.
I had to go there.
Oh yeah. But you know, you on them boats, you could just step away. You know they can't find you unless they call you.
I had to. I had to handle it. I'll tell you once we get off this microphone.
Oh. What's up, but, yeah.
But yeah, the trip was really nice.
Yes.
Super super dope.
Dope.
It's pretty shit. It's a pretty chill time going on. I feel like is the government still shut down?
They say that's what they say. Y'all president.
And apparently niggas working in the federal for the governments ain't getting paid and shit. And
well, who does this shit include? Because I already don't know. All that I'm hearing people talking about is TSA people. Then they say it ran back again to the niggas in the air traffic control centers. So I don't know who. Then they say other people there who do other shit. But I thought it's other people who I thought worked for the government. Why the fuck is they still working? But apparently they might be working for a different form of the government. I'm confused.
Well, I feel
who does this affect?
I don't know who it affects exactly either. The biggest thing I've been hearing about the airport people, but I guess I don't know. I guess people who work close in the White House, you know what I'm saying? Like
those
in those
niggas.
Official jobs and shit, like they're not getting checks, so they have to still continue working, you know, to make shit run for us.
Right.
But they're not getting a check. That's right. You know, it's a lot of bills that happen, you know, that that you.
Because even when like my credit cards, like trying to pay bills, and I have had the company to send me things like, if you are affected, I'm like, bitch, I'm affected since I've been working. I've been affected that I can't
pay
these fucking bills on time. So hell yes, I clicked on yes, I'm affected.
Cause nigga,
I just don't have the proper documentation to back it up.
We need more money
to let them know that I'm affected, but I'm affected.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm affected by this shit. Mm-hmm. So hopefully. He made a comment while, not a comment, I guess a press conference, a hearing, whatever the fuck they do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's going to happen. I'm confused.
He said what?
He said something about February 15th is going to stop back either the 13th or the 15th.
He going to end the shutdown?
He's supposed to end the shutdown.
I don't know.
But what's the purpose of this whole...
I don't know. I guess the shutdown is just like, if our government is shut down, nobody from other countries can deal with us as far as like trade and barter, I feel like.
Mm.
You know, other people can't interact with us from other countries. So I guess he's like, well, fuck y'all. Because he got money.
Yeah, he got money.
You know, so...
And that's when he said, y'all can adapt. We can adapt, all right.
I mean, it is what it is. You
Nobody
know, niggas
adapt.
Niggas
yeah,
still.
He right. We can adapt because we be adapting every fucking month with these pennies that these white people be giving us on these sorry ass jobs that we work.
We do get librarian checks. Not to say the librarians don't get big checks, but for the work that we doing.
Them librarians probably balling out of control.
They probably are, and they probably don't have half the shit to deal with, because the thing about it, don't nobody get mad at them when they do fines.
Mm-mm. And they be sending them shits all to you. All at
Legend,
your house.
You be late for an hour, and they be on that ass, ready to get
them
you.
Them old-ass ladies.
Yeah, but the government shut down. I don't really give a fuck about that. I don't really give a fuck about the wall business either.
I'm confused about the walls.
I don't really care, because the thing about it, like, the damage is done. The niggas is already over here. So you just need to start getting the illegal niggas out. If that's the big issue, you just need to get the illegal niggas out and just have them wherever they came from, have their country deal with the shit. Because every country got policia, militia.
Policia.
That's what they call them in Espanol.
Oh, you don't went to a couple of off U.S. brands. You come back with big words.
Yeah. So Policia, Militia, all that shit. They got them over there and they be up there.
So we can't, smart.
Our country, we're just so, they cut off our head. Well, nigga, damn.
Yeah.
We don't watch our niggas too. Over here either. So whatever. I mean, I don't watch the news. I try not to because it's a lot of shit going on that I don't really try not to pay attention to. But in other hot topic news, Safari and Erica.
Who is them?
Them fucking corny ass niggas. Erica Mena, the one that was dating Sin.
Oh yeah. So since her bitch got a man, I guess she has to go get a man.
But nigga, she
Are
was
they
dating,
in competition with each other.
Like, but she was dating before man. Safari. She was dating Bow Wow. She was engaged to Shad Moss.
She was
Boward.
Lil Bow Wow, hey, you just don't know how you move so fast. I clock the ball. It's on the top of the limit, come to the down, the down. I wanna take you home. Hey, boom, by now, boom, represent that.
That fucking was a good ass song, but whatever. But yeah, them niggas, I feel like they're doing this shit for their storyline for when they get back on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, that's all it's for. Cause like, girl, please with a Safari.
He is a lame nigga. And my sister sent me the freestyle he did. I said, why do you continue putting yourself out there and you are lame?
This nigga so lame. I will not even. He got an endorsement from a sex company to use his dong
for dildo.
I won't even fucking. It is. Nigga so lame, I don't even want to fucking use
the dildo.
I wouldn't even want no bitch to even think she is getting penetrated by like this. I wouldn't even use that.
Damn. That's how you know you lame. Somebody don't even want to use your dick.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck how big it is. I will not. Want that shit to rub off and that whole thing. I'm like, it's just ridiculous. Excuse me. I'm just saying for those persons who use those type things, I don't engage in no type activities.
I don't have sex toys.
No, I don't. I don't really own
I don't have vibrators. I don't have dildos. I don't have none of that.
That's why I don't have a real. I've been with someone, and because I don't have special items as such, me and this person has never engaged in any type of activity.
Would you do toys if they wanted to? Would you use them on them?
What'd you say, Aunt Kelsey?
Would you use the toys on them?
What kind of toys?
It depends. A little chain, a little tie up, a little wizard, handcuff. Would you do a little handcuff, a little furry handcuff?
Ew. First.
Would you do little ties? Like, would you restrain your partner?
Ew. If need be.
I mean, you ain't got to.
I mean, I will because I am spontaneous.
Yeah.
But because if you don't use a certain item, a person has told me that because I didn't use a certain item.
Oh, then it was like
they say we never had
any sex.
Right. But I mean, you as far as my
your
own
concern,
my was, concern and my own elements that I have.
You've been fucking.
You've been getting. Hold up. You've been getting me.
Yeah.
You get my physical of my being.
Yeah.
But because I didn't use an foreign plastic object on you, you're saying to me.
Y'all didn't have sex.
We didn't. But I've used my.
Your bodies.
My bodies.
Yeah. All over your body, babe. And the bitch said.
And you said.
That it didn't count.
It didn't count. But because I didn't have a plastic item.
This the voodoo doll that we talking about? This the voodoo doll we talking about?
My God.
Is it the voodoo doll? Because if it is, that bitch, it don't count. Because she's fucking canceled. And you already know how I feel about the hoe. So, moving on. Moving forward. So.
Oh, Jesus.
And she can play this back on the live. It'll be available for 24 hours. So. Cheers, bitch. Motherfucking cheers.
Oh, Jesus.
Anywho, also Trey Songz and Lori Harvey are together.
Oh, that's such a beautiful item.
He old as fuck, though.
That's what you say, he old as fuck. I mean,
he's
30
and she's 21. She just turned 21.
She just 21?
Yeah. I don't think she's like, she's not a baby.
You sure she older than that?
She's not 25.
Oh.
She's not 25.
So. I thought she would be older than that. She only 21?
Yeah.
Who has Miles? Oh,
damn, that's a bunch of kids. It's a daycare over here.
It's a daycare in the bando.
But yeah, they're dating.
So loud.
But I don't know. He ain't did nothing since, you know, he got accused of doing whatever the fuck he was doing to some bitch.
Right.
So.
But I mean, I bet he was accused. But then I saw him maybe back in 2015. Mm-hmm. It was in Las Vegas at a party. And I can kind of see they put these superficial dumb bitches in these niggas' spaces.
And they don't even let in like real bitches.
Real bitches. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like real.
But people. But see, I wonder, like, as an artist, like, can't you? Like, who has control over, like, is it their manager? Like, is it the club owner? Like, who is it that allows it? Is it the bouncers? Like, do the club, like, to me, like, do the club owners say, hey, these type of bitches let them in. Mm-hmm. These type of bitches charge them this. These bitches charge them this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, do they do that?
I think in cities such as, I think a lot of these major cities, when they go, that's why they always getting caught up in these places, because it, I think it is up to the club owners, number one, because even like when even if they're not even performing and they make like certain appearances, like at these places, you know, it's like the same Kardashian looking hoes that always get that area close to them.
But see, I feel like they always say, "Give me bad bitches," and bad bitches don't just come in one shade. You know what I'm saying? There's different shade of bad bitches. So who the fuck knows?
Right. So it's just like, you know, I think these people put these, you know, like they put them in these type of environments. These niggas
to
are
get
so
caught up.
Yeah, they're so weak till they just cannot just look past that and tell, you know, give me some real, like I said, I won't even ask for no bitches, period, point blank. Like you should want people to come to you because they want to be drawn to you. Or you are versus you liking them, not them picking out just random ass looking as, you know, want to be fine bitches and again.
Yeah.
Getting yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're doing is looking to get you caught up.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
That's all they, and they can't see it for the life of them to tell them, like, no, but all they see is a dollar sign because, you know, we get you there, you bring us something. Like I said, this all, like I said, they getting paid to be these places. Ain't nobody just, let's go walk up in this joint just because we bored and got nothing else to do.
Right.
Like, these niggas are constantly being invited.
Right, to these parties.
Right, they're being invited. Yeah. And I won't say they're being invited, they're working, they're getting paid.
Yeah, to do this shit.
Right.
But so what you think is up with Chris Brown ass? You think he actually did sexually assault?
I don't think that sexually assaulted that person. A person probably got a little too close to his space under whatever circumstances.
Yeah.
And it's just something to say. Somebody might be paying that hoe to say something that he did something.
Right.
Like these allegations that they put in. Like I said, you shouldn't, and my thing is, especially when you don't know people, you shouldn't want them to be all in your personal space anyways.
Right.
So my thing is, a bitch won't even get that fucking close to me, because if I don't know you, I'm not about to allow you in my space. And like I said, even at that concert when we was there, like, he had a whole bunch of, it's like we had like a view of him from the side, but we can also kind of could have seen because it was like on a stage.
Yeah.
And it's like, there isn't no, it was like a VIP section, but then again, it looked like it was a piece of the so-called backstage from the front, but we had that whole view where we saw all these gang of girls like going up the steps, and I'm like, well, what is this, a swimsuit illustrated model?
What,
like,
the fuck going
why
on?
All these hoes, everybody number one stepping up these steps, everybody looking alike. Then you look back to the section where they had little drinks and little VIP little section, because every time he probably would take like a quick break and the band would play, all his little dancers would be bouncing around, he'll probably go over that side, probably take a drink. So that was something that they had like specially designed for him,
right,
while he was at this club in Vegas, but like performing. And like, soon as that it was over, he did a good, excellent show. Talking about Trey Songz here.
Yeah.
He did an excellent show.
Yeah.
But then as soon as that thing got over, I don't even know how we made it, because my friends, we so crazy, but we just small, like, body, like, but we know how to work our way through the crowd. Next thing you know, he got ready to go off the stage, because he stood around for a while.
Yeah.
Like, even after his show was over and the music was just playing, he stood in that section for a while, and all of a sudden, he got ready to leave. But I don't know how we made it to that point, to where he was exiting, because we saw him, like, pretty much on the right side. We was on his right side, but then he left out to the left. Mm-hmm. So we done sashay our little tiny asses down in some kind of way.
Right.
Them fools, my other two friends, I kind of stayed back a little bit. I didn't go, but them fools, he got into a fight with somebody.
Damn.
He had a little scuffle, but how security was pushing the crowd, my friends end up getting into the back door where they was pushing him at. Them fools end up getting back there.
In the backstage with him. This nigga.
I was like, oh my God. Then about 5 minutes later, they come creeping back out. I'm like, how did y'all even remotely get back there?
Right. Like,
they
said
they didn't know. They said they got pushed in with the crowd.
Child.
They went through the double doors behind the back with him.
Lucky bitches. Lucky.
I'm like, how the hell y'all even get back there?
Shit.
They said they got pushed in. But him and somebody had, like I said, they put them out there.
They designed that shit.
Yeah.
They designed them to get them caught up.
Right.
But I just don't understand, why wouldn't you, when you see other of your artists, who I'm pretty sure that you converse with, mm-hmm. like, why don't you be like, hey man, watch your fucking back going here, watch your back going XYZ, like, these bitches out, like, why don't y'all warn each other?
Right.
Or do y'all warn each other?
Or like kind of like protect him in them situations. Another. But in certain cities, they feel that they are just, I think, invincible. Yeah. And they feel like, especially, like, I know maybe for a fact, like maybe New York, yeah. Vegas, Los Angeles,
yeah.
like they won't have that form of type of security. But they brought bring their little sorry ass here. They secure, like they the president.
Right, and it don't even be all that.
It don't even be all that. Like, please. Y'all won't even think about, first of all, y'all won't even think about even coming this low.
Well, first of all, ain't nobody gonna be paying their ass no fucking attention, no way.
Right.
Truthfully, I feel like people, you might have like the club people that might be on them, but truthfully, if they wanted to walk around here, they'd have a...
Oh, yeah, I think Usher came downtown, and, like, nobody even know Usher was even freaking in Savannah.
That's how Miley Cyrus is, though. This bitch be popping up all the time and around. People be like, oh,
right.
What's up, bitch?
Like, it's gonna be checking, like, because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know, especially, like, I mean, God rest his soul, when Tommy from Martin came to SCAD. I'm gonna say SCAD. Those babies did not even know that that was even Tommy.
Or Andre, when Andre 3000
yes.
came.
Oh, my
they was
God.
Like, for them to not know who Andre is, like, I would have been like, nigga, get your fucking life.
I'm going
to
put it back on that a little bit higher scale. Yes, when Andre did come through there,
they
did not know. And this man literally walked around. And like, I mean, this kid that was walking with us,
and the thing
he was
about
like,
it,
what?
And the thing about it, his exhibit was there. All his jumpsuits was there.
That's why he came during that same time.
Yeah.
And they did not know that. When they just looking like, y'all looking like, who is that?
The fuck y'all mean? Who
the fuck? Outkast, nigga. What the fuck?
Andre 3000.
And I was so happy to see him because, again, you get Big Boy is always in Savannah because, you know, apparently he's supposed to have people here in his family. Mm-hmm. So you can always brush shoulders with him. But you to get Andre?
Child, and that nigga don't never come out to see nobody.
Nobody. Then they came to pick this nigga up in an old ass Civic. Honda Civic.
They didn't do him like that.
Yes, they did. The white girl picked him up in her Honda Civic. The bitch that worked in the president's office came and broke up in her little old ass Honda
Civic. They didn't do him like that.
Yes, they did.
They didn't do Mr. Benjamin like that.
I say they could. They could have called me. I could have came and picked him up in Cootsie. At least Cootsie had tent.
Okay, to verify, Cootsie is the car.
Yes,
the
my 07 Toyota Camry.
Right.
Camry.
Right.
These cussy had tent.
Right.
That heifer ain't had tent.
Had this nigga in a fishbowl right.
Yes,
around.
Thank you.
Savannah. Like he regular.
That nigga say a fishbowl.
Hell no.
Stupid.
Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Super Bowl coming up.
Chabai.
Exactly. I don't know. The Super Bowl is the one event that every time it comes up, I'm like, again? You know? I do. I'm like, damn, didn't we just have a fucking Super Bowl? The last nigga that performed at the Super Bowl was Gaga, wasn't it? Lady Gaga?
No, that was last year. Who was that? See, that's what I'm saying about
that white bitch.
Who was the white bitch? A lot of white bitches. She did last year?
She didn't
last
year? Or
she
did the year before last.
She did the year before last.
Who did last year?
I can't remember who did last year. Who did last year?
Was it Madonna? No.
I hope not.
Katy Perry did 1 year. Katy Perry wasn't last year. Katy Perry was before.
Who did last year's Super Bowl?
Child. Right. Get on these fucking phones. That's stressful that I don't know who that is. It wasn't Beyonce.
Hell no. Who was it? Last year's Super Bowl. Because it didn't hold my attention.
Was it a band?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, no, I'm saying,
a band.
Was it? No, was it a band? Yeah.
I don't remember. Like, why can't you find it? Last year's Super Bowl performance. I don't know who performed last year, y'all. I know somebody out there know what it is. Ain't telling us right now.
Right.
That's why we need us a producer to keep us ass on track with the shit.
Well, fuck these niggas. They don't want Katy Perry.
The whole did it last year? Okay.
No, she was 2015. Last year, 2018, right?
2017 would have been last year.
Oh.
Because it's like, it's 17. They won't technically be the... There'll be 18 champs this year.
You're saying who performed at the Super Bowl in 2017?
Yeah, so 2000 Super Bowl.
Lady Gaga.
Super Bowl 52.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay. That's sad.
Probably
was.
It says Lady Gaga, and then it said with Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Okay.
No, Lady Gaga just did the 2016, but Coldplay and Bruno Mars did 26. Lady Gaga did 2017, Coldplay and Bruno Mars did 2016.
And Beyonce,
but they trying to take Beyonce down because they said her performance, quote unquote, offended them.
Girl, bye.
Right.
Okay. Child, bye. First of all, on the agenda, I can't remember who even did last year's on. Lady
fucking Gaga.
Yeah, she did. And the year before that,
Katy Perry did 2015.
Okay.
She did that, and then she did that with Missy Elliott. And then these niggas talking about, who this new artist, Missy Elliott? I said, don't you ever disrespect Misdemeanor Elliott like that. Talking about, who is Missy Elliott? Nigga, get. No, hell no.
Oh my God.
Hell fuck no. But Travis Scott's supposed to be doing it this year. I don't even know. I mean, the thing about it, like, I don't have an issue with Travis Scott, but to me, the halftime show is a show that everybody, the family, can watch. My grandparents don't know who the fuck Travis Scott is.
I don't know who the fuck Travis Scott is. I can't do him like that. And you know what I think is? I think he's a better
producer.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He should have stayed a producer.
Yes, he needed to stay a producer. Because a lot of his songs, I'm like, he produced that?
Yeah.
And I think he did.
He be producing his ass off.
He do.
He be producing his ass off.
Bigger the phone, baby.
That's his song with Young Thug.
I know you're home, baby. Mm-hmm. It's lit. I'm in the zone, baby. Mm-hmm. I love the phone, baby. Mm-hmm. What? Never let cheat on you. Never
like
keep it dreezy,
blowing
a bag on you.
Yeah,
how about that
like a Yeah, that is.
He got down there. Yeah, I think he's a better
producer.
Yeah. Mm. So that's what he's basically known for. That's not what he's basically known for.
We'll see how the nigga do. All I'm gonna say is Atlanta, get the motherfucking roles right, cause y'all can barely motherfucking handle the niggas that live in the city. Y'all also need to hurry up and fill the potholes, and that does not mean put them annoying ass, thick ass fucking steel slabs over it that tear your car up. Fill the fuckers up. It takes literally 2 seconds, and instead of building all these dumb ass gentrified buildings and shit, how y'all gentrifying Ponce de Leon and shit, y'all niggas need to be filling in holes.
I swear when I'm down there, I swear I'm in Savannah. I promise y'all.
Carby fucked up.
I feel like I'm in Savannah.
And Detroit. Detroit streets bad. I said, I don't know whose streets worse, Atlanta streets or Detroit. Atlanta streets are bad.
They're horrible.
And at first, it used to be in certain areas where you knew the potholes are bad, so you would avoid it. Now it's every fucking where.
Like I said, I was in Leisha Little Six Flags ride. I swear about 3 times, I thought I was just going to be.
The bottom fell out the bitch. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I swear to God, I was going to be like the whole frame of the car.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be, feel like I'm just going to be sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, but that's true. Atlanta streets been bad for a long time. Yeah. I remember riding down, and I think that's how my first Cootsie, my alignment got real bad off my car one time that I couldn't even keep my car straight. And my car would just automatically just shift to the right side. And I think because I used to travel down Metropolitan.
All the time. Yeah.
And I had to travel down there because I used to know somebody who was stayed in that area, and I constantly just was in the area because that's the hood.
Right.
So I know they don't take care of black communities like they really should. But it's everywhere now.
Them streets by Tech are fucked. Tech's campus is fucked up, bro.
It's everywhere now.
Yeah. Get it together, because the Super Bowl's coming. It's going to be a lot of niggas.
Y'all sitting there putting all these millions of dollars into an event that's coming to your town, and people barely going to be... Halfway able to get there.
Yeah, because they're going to shut off most of downtown anyway. Right. People going to have to walk to the damn stadium or shuttle.
Out of all beings, I know people need to work or whatever, but I think, like, people should not have to, like, especially, like, the school systems, I think Atlanta need to be closed down this whole entire week.
for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they need to be close. They keep those kids home.
Because the thing about it, with that traffic,
especially in Fulton County. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, between Fulton and Atlanta public and school system.
It needs to be shut down. Yeah. And I don't even know how that's going to throw in the mix. People that got to get to work and shit.
Right.
That shit going to be nasty.
It's going to be nasty.
Anyway, Atlanta, good luck, bitch.
Yeah, good luck with that, because y'all went and sat there and put a bid in to get it and put all that money into that establishment to get to that plate to so that Super Bowl can be held in your city. Mm-hmm. But
ain't do right.
Everybody can't pile their ass in that tight ass Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't think they hear me. I don't think everybody, all those gang of people that's expected to be there, they're not going to fit. I'm sorry, it's not the Superdome that's in New Orleans. It's not. It's not the AT&T Stadium in Dallas. It's not. Yes, I mean, it looks cute from the outside, the retractable opening.
Hell, I feel like Turner Field bigger than the damn stadium.
Hello, I'm sorry. Say what, Kelsey?
Turner Field bigger than the damn Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I think I made that statement earlier today.
And y'all need a motherfucking, y'all need to rent, ask Georgia State, can y'all rent the bitch out?
Please.
Because it's not going to work.
Please.
Like, y'all barely can fit the damn fans in there to come see the Falcons play.
Thank you. And this is why I said, I knew it was going to be something this season versus the first season that it was open.
Yeah.
Kelsey, they had this thing where it was called standing seatings, wherein they were allowing each person to personally, who were not ticket holders or could not get a seat ticket, they were allowing people to come in to purchase 4 tickets per person. It wasn't the first 1,000 people in line. It was like the first 2 million people in line. Had
Why would
the options.
They do that?
They did it all 2017.
Why would they do that?
Kelsey, on a regular, this was like the Cowboys and Falcons game.
Stacked.
I said, no Super Bowl can.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
I mean, looking at the stadium, it looks big, but that, to me, that's just the exterior.
Right.
And the thing about it is people don't realize the stadium actually sits within, like, the actual field sits within the stadium, which is significantly smaller than the outside.
Right.
Which is significantly smaller. So, Atlanta, sweetie.
Right.
Sis.
So,
guide it together. Y'all might have to hold a streaming event at Turner Field.
Please.
And put the Super Bowl on a Jumbotron.
Please. You got State Farm next door.
Right.
And that probably would have done, because the crazy part about it, but you know, this season, the 2018 season, you know, they changed it.
What?
They was only offering standing seating to them people.
Season ticket holder. They should have been doing in the first place.
But I think, and they were thought. But see, Dallas offer people standing seats, but their building can hold the people.
Right. Right.
So why would you build something after that that's smaller? They only built to try to get that money in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That was the only reason why.
Yeah.
That was the only reason why. But again, y'all didn't do it before. The streets are busted as shit. I hope y'all would take the time to do it, at least after, once y'all capitalize and everybody get paid their change, because y'all got a lot of volunteers. So y'all really not paying a lot of people to work the Super Bowl. Everybody who is working it is volunteer motherfuckers. These motherfuckers is volunteering.
Well, I'm going to just say, Atlanta, if y'all would like to start having a better plan for the city, or you need somebody who has some sense, you can visit my Instagram at KelsDab. The email in the bio works. So you can hit me up and I'll let y'all niggas know what to do.
Yeah.
But to our main topic, Valentine's Day coming up next month. Valentine's Day coming up. Not one of us have booze.
Nobody give a fuck about no motherfucking Valentine's goddamn day.
You do if you got motherfucking dick or puss. If you boot up. Bottom.
And then the crazy part about it, neither, Kelsey, motherfuckers who getting either or one of those items, they probably ain't that excited about it neither, because you probably going to get somebody who you can't satisfy. Nothing is ever going to be good enough for them.
Or
the motherfuckers
like
really don't deserve
Ebony.
Anything, but just because you in a situation with them, you going to get something
Ebony.
For them.
Ebony, I don't like to think about the bitters on such a joyous day.
Joyous?
I mean, it's a lovey-dovey day.
It is.
And you don't have to just give love to, like, a romantic partner. Like, I like giving Valentine's to my grandparents.
Well, yes.
I get them little boxes of chocolates.
Well, you always bringing them snacks anyway.
I do, because I love them. Valentine's. Like, my granddaddy say Valentine's Day every day. Christmas every day.
It's every damn day.
I said, that's right.
That's right. It
you
is every
tell
day.
Them. But right. No, Valentine's Day is cute though. Like we okay. So act like you wouldn't be. You wouldn't feel all warm and shit if you were to walk into work and somebody has sent your ass some fucking flowers.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
I would be honored.
You would be floating on cloud nine all fucking
like if,
damn
like
day.
If Charlie the dog had sent me something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how I would love. But yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day would be nice. What was that?
Our favorite.
Who, Quintera Malloy?
Yeah. That's Quintera. I think that's her. No. Oh, no.
That's not.
No, it's our favorite.
Who? Dirty D?
My favorite.
Dirty D?
No.
I don't know, John.
My favorite. My boy, John Williams.
He on here?
Mm-hmm.
Ew. No, he's not. John, get off. We about to block your ass after this.
Ooh.
Anyway, but Valentine's Day is kind of cute. If I had a nigga on Valentine's Day, I'd be sending him something.
Would you?
I'd send him nudes all day.
Huh?
I'd like buy some sexy like lingerie and I'd be sending him shit all day until he got home. So he could be like at work like, fuck, I can't focus.
That sound like some real cute. That's cute. Some white mm-hmm. shit, Kelsey.
It is like so. Like previously days, like I would buy stuff previous right. like during the week,
right?
And just like have pictures, just like on ready on go,
right?
And then all day,
just
from the time
stuff.
He leave the house,
that's up there thoughtful.
Probably every hour, just bing,
you stupid.
Bing.
See people like that.
Send her one or two, and then by the time he get home, nigga just be sweating.
Right. So I mean, the question is like, what is actually Valentine's Day?
I think Valentine's Day. I mean, who knows why the white people created this holiday? But for me, it's just one time. I mean, you're supposed to be having maintenance within a relationship anyways, but Valentine's Day, I feel like, is a really good excuse to get frisky
mm-hmm.
and to get outside of the box.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do some extra shit. Maybe if you don't like doing bondage, maybe you want to tie the ass up.
The fuck? Bondage?
That nigga, the shit we was talking about with the toys and shit and the handcuffs and shit, maybe if you like that shit, you can try it out, you know? Or if you always do bondage, maybe you can have, like, regular sex.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Or if y'all niggas never really cook dinner for each other, you can cook dinner on Valentine's Day. Right. It's just a time to be like extra intimate. And extra like, I don't know, like extra careful. But yeah.
Our favorite say to sell cards and candy. What you got? Cards and candy.
Cards and candy?
Yeah.
What do I think about that?
Yeah, I mean, why we gotta... That's not what Valentine's Day is about, is to get nobody no cards and candy.
It's not about that, but I feel like buying that type of shit is a good extension of you. Like, a good way to show your appreciation.
Right.
You know, if you don't normally do that, like... Everybody likes a card.
Right. Nobody want that cheap ass candy, them nasty ass candy.
Yeah, I hate
I love you with and that, no, what the kind of
them called? Little them fucking ones that taste like chalk.
That shit's nasty. Yes, Lord. That's exactly what
they taste like chalk. And they be pink they be different colors, but they all taste the fucking
that
same.
Old ass candy.
They be saying shit like be mine and love you and all that dumb
shit.
Yeah,
don't be getting nobody knows nothing like that.
No,
like
but I'm saying you can
get somebody.
Just I mean, you ain't gotta get them like no candy, but don't just walk in and get like the cheap shit in the front.
Right, no one want that.
Nobody wants that, but
fools say nasty.
Yeah, but that's nice. I mean, I haven't really participated in Valentine's Day here and there.
Yeah, here and there.
When I've had a mate, I mean, even when I didn't have a mate, I did put my heart on the line and was like, "Hey, you want to be my Valentine?" And the nigga was like. No.
They told you no, Kelsey?
Niggas tell me no all the time, Ebony, truthfully.
Oh,
for keeping
Lord
it bug.
Have mercy, Jesus.
They be turning me down all the time.
I mean, even if I'm not expecting something from a person,
yeah.
And somebody were to do something nice with me, no, I'm not going to give up the panty draws.
Yeah,
we're not
right.
going to do nothing nasty.
Right.
But just off the strength that you thought enough of me,
yeah.
I will accept it and be like, thank you. You know, I'd be honored.
Yeah.
I would never tear nobody down because that's just rude.
I mean, it is what it is. I did think about it, I was like, maybe some people aren't used to somebody like expressing themselves like that. So mm-hmm. it kinda maybe is a bit daunting and kinda like some people like my, some people get overwhelmed, genuinely right. overwhelmed when people express themselves. So I right. I just made an excuse for this nigga. It was like, damn, this nigga didn't know, didn't have no bitch come on strong like this. Right. Cause I ain't scared to shoot my shot, nigga. I be
That's good you're not scared to shoot.
I be dribbling all over the court.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's not. I mean, what's the most they gonna say? No.
Yeah, and you got and you have to understand like you're gonna have to be a strong enough person to accept a person when they say no, and you can't get mad at people that you say no. You should be just more so encouraged and happy that you were able to do that, to have
to speak to them.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's why
I'm gonna get the balls like that one day.
Chalk it up to the game. I mean, I be shooting my shot. I might shoot my shot this Valentine's Day at a job.
It will, huh?
At the job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I might get fired.
Damn.
I don't know our dating policy, nigga.
Child, you know them policies. Well, shit, we know. Anyway, I ain't going there.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm like, they be there, but I'm like, niggas be doing what the fuck ever.
People be winning at the job. We don't be winning.
I don't win at the job.
Churn be winning. Them I don't kids, be winning. Them kids be getting it in.
Them kids win every quarter.
Every quarter. Like I said.
It's not a quarter that we have where we don't have anybody in our staff that ain't booed the fuck up.
Then we got some new people. These new niggas coming in.
It's about to be a whole new crop of fucking puss and dick for the asses. Well, whatever.
That's what I'm trying. And then they talking about, shh.
And that's.
Old girl. Shh. I'm trying. What I feel is about to get hurt. Them new niggas about to come and snatch that ass. What? Watch. Watch when I get back. I promise you.
She's gonna be up there.
It's gonna be something.
You need to fire her. Or you need to move her to Hamilton. Like, no, nigga.
Ooh, them niggas is coming.
But whatever. I mean, Valentine's Day is cute.
It is cute.
But I will, but I do, like, sometimes I do want to be a point. Like, I do want to be at a point in my life where I'm financially able to, like, buy my nigga maybe, like, some, like, crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Not, like, a car or anything. Some people do buy their bitch, like, that's celebrities and shit. But, like, for my nigga, I might want to buy him, like, a nice, like, gold link bracelet or right. something. I like gifts. I like gifts,
but I also like things that people who kind of, like, put thought into gifts.
Yes.
Not necessarily you had to buy me shoes. Cause I buy them for my damn self.
Yeah. See,
but I'm just saying, you know. But I'm saying, like, they took the time to,
or like they might buy you like a shoe rack,
right?
Or like shoe cleaning,
right?
You know,
but
something.
Make it into a presentation,
of love.
Like, it's more so like the presentation, Not you just buying me some shit and you just throwing it to
it's
me.
It's the effort.
Here you go.
It's the effort behind it. Yeah.
I buy my own self shit and I can say, huh, here I go. I think it should be a lot more put into it.
Yeah, they should. Like, they need to put on a show, like it needs a show, to be grand,
like that dumb shit that. I think Safari did that shit himself. It looked kind of cheesy.
He did do it himself, girl.
But it's not like you. But I'm thinking that, you know, you just done got this millionaire plastic dick printed contract that I probably would have hired somebody to come in. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And decked out the place. But again, his appreciation should be nice. It looked like some crap that he actually, like, put together because it looked real cheap as shit. But that's okay. But even if something like that, that's why I kind of might think he might kind of like her in real life.
I just think he likes anybody that's going to actually give him the time and the space to be who he really is. And I feel like she does.
Right, because she... But
I mean, who she is? She don't know nobody besides Bow Wow and Richie D. Rich Dollars with his old ass.
Where do we go? She ain't even sound that good. I sound better than her. Like, I could have synced that song.
Anyway, Valentine's Day is cute.
It's cute for those persons that who has a person that actually really like them like that. Me,
I'm gonna tell y'all, don't be scared to shoot your shot. Valentine's Day is a very good day to shoot your shot. Very good day.
Like a Steph Curry shot or just a random.
It could be net. You can rim the bitch, miss the bitch. I mean, as long as you're fucking tossing a ball.
Thanks,
net. Uh-huh. I mean, it could be netty. It could be, you know, a little spin move into the net.
Like a puka.
Right. It could be an assist.
Right.
I mean, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, shot. I mean, you should, if I feel like if you are, you never know until you try. You know what I'm saying? And the more that you put yourself out there, the better, like, the more, like, you'll get used to yourself and you'll be comfortable with yourself.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
It's for you.
It's for you. It don't be for, really pulling bitches. Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you get them, grand, but whatever. But yeah, so, I mean, so if y'all out there and you gotta, I just say it's a good time to shoot your shot because you can, you know, shoot it on some anonymous shit. You know, if you're a little scared.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You don't really want to put your name on it. Just put from a secret admirer. But if you do that shit, nigga, you need to have some follow-up shit.
Right.
Ready for post
Valentine's. What kind of, like, purse, what, like shit, like what?
Like, okay, I'm your secret admirer, and I did this for you, so why don't you, you know, like, you have to maybe, like, okay, maybe, like, you give them these flowers, and it's like, all right, well, maybe next week we can go on a date and we can meet up and I'll show you who I am.
Oh, that's some nice. Like that. Y'all watch too much romantic comedies on white
nigga,
people
I'm
shit.
Nigga, I don't watch that shit. I'm just a romantic at heart, nigga.
You, Kelsey, I don't see that though.
And that's the point. It's not supposed to be seen by everybody that. I am. I'm a cuddly bitch.
You are?
I love to cuddle.
You would cut somebody's neck off and hand them their balls through their throat.
No,
baby. Just like you just so tough, like so rough.
I'm not.
Like just
so
cool and so smooth.
I mean, I am cool, but I'm really like, I love to make out.
You do?
I love kissing and cuddling. Like if I could spend most of my days with my mate, it would be like lazy Sunday type shit, just in the bed all day. Just like doing shit.
You gonna seem like you that type of person though.
That's the whole purpose. You gotta get to know. I mean, I'm more than what meets the eye. I may look all cold and like just like not affectionate, but nigga, please.
So you really want that type of stuff in your life? Girl, get a life.
Somebody
don't want to do all that shit. But that's nice though.
Yeah. So you
know,
that's
nice. You know, family. I mean, I need help. That's all.
I mean, everybody needs, mind ain't but right I now. Just, this again this year, focusing on myself. So now, like, for this Valentine's Day, I've been purchasing energy cleanses.
What?
Yeah.
Like sage and shit?
I have sage, but there's this young lady that I follow on Twitter. Fuck off. Named Danielle Aoka.
Who the fuck?
She's a sweetie bee, but she does. Yeah, she's sweet. She does like remote energy work to clear like your vibe and just to set your energy on the right path to achieve and manifest exactly what you want. So there's this Valentine's Day cleanse that she got.
That nigga made a cleanse for Valentine's Day.
It is, because each day of the year, like, sometimes the moons hold significant powers.
You say
shit.
The moon?
Yeah. I'm going off on some shit you don't know, nigga.
Nigga here doing this shit. Damn moons and shit.
Okay, but anyway, so I've been doing this cleanse. So this cleanse is just a cleanse. Most people think Valentine's Day is about your love for somebody else, but it could also be, you know, about yourself. Your self-love and all that shit. Are these niggas talking shit?
Uh-uh.
I don't fucking lie.
People be liking you because they just as bad as... All y'all some scared-ass students. All y'all...
They sick in the mind, too?
They be on the shit with your ass.
They can come talk to me. They know I'll be about that shit.
Child. Y'all, all y'all
if I sound go. Fake, it's because
you,
I don't
you wanna, sound, you,
no, I'm
just,
I'm saying,
just
no, I'm saying, no, I'm saying, I might have a little accent because I'm trying to be a bitch that I'm not. I went on vacation, don't know how to talk now.
Oh, you bet about your regular self.
About my regular self? Okay, whatever, lame. But yeah, so, I'm just gonna use this Valentine's Day to really like.
She got a kit for that.
It's not
a kit. I might need to get that kit too.
It's not a kit. She just like. She's not here. She doesn't send you anything.
What would she do?
Nigga, damn. It's remote energy work.
Oh, remote.
Yeah,
okay.
So she basically like might. I don't know how her
setup
is.
How she do that? Okay,
so basically she might like she gets your name and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then while she's like meditating and like clearing our energy space and shit, there she has instructions for each cleanse on like what are some good things that you can do in order to receive the good energy that she's clearing for you?
So she gives instructions.
You're right. For you, for the cleanse, so that you can kind of feel her vibe.
What? Where's she located at? Why I'm going to feel this bitch vibe? Hold up now, Kelsey. Wait a minute now. What you mean?
I can't go into
She white?
No, she's black.
Oh, hell no. She from New Orleans?
She's not a hoodoo bitch. It's okay.
You said a hoodoo bitch. Where's she from?
I don't know where she's located. I have to look her up on Twitter. But if y'all follow me on Twitter, I'm Kels Dab. I retweet her stuff. So if you want to know more about it, you can like hop in my messages and shit. But yeah.
So, okay, I'm kind of a little bit interested, too, because mm-hmm. that person did say, so how does she do it remotely? So what is she doing again now? She's going to send you instructions on what to buy.
So not what to buy. So most of the cleanses that I've done.
You've done this shit?
I've done, like, all last year, I probably did a total about.
You did them since, so you've been on this shit for a year?
Mm-hmm. I probably did about 3 or 4 cleanses last year.
I told you about a nigga fool up. I try to tell y'all why this nigga cool.
That's why people be like, Kelsey, you so quiet, you so chill. Bitch, there's a lot going on.
So, yeah, fool up. Crazy as hell.
So each cleanse, she gives you instructions on how to bring about results based on a particular cleanse. So one of the cleanses we did was like a clearing like negative energy and shit. So she might have you have instructions where you write out things that you don't necessarily like about a certain situation. Like say you want a new job.
Okay.
And she'll have you write out things you don't like about the job and okay. things you do like about a particular job that you may want.
Okay.
And then she might give you instructions that on the same day that she does the cleanse, you might need to go burn that list away from your home to release those energies and those vibes so it can clear space for new energies and vibes that she's helping you receive through the remote energy.
So that's why you be outside playing with a cat all night long. Yes.
That's exactly
that's why you and Books be coming around the corner looking crazy. That's why. Oh.
So that'd be some shit that I'd be doing and also be reading like cards and crystals and
what?
All that shit. So yeah.
Have mercy. Kelsey, let me tell you something in this bando.
Yeah.
As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Let me tell you, but I do serve. I mean, it ain't no. See, when people hear that shit, they be thinking about demonic shit. It's demonic niggas in church.
Well.
So shit, it's demons everywhere. Hell, don't get it twisted now. It's demons every motherfucking where. But since church is not how I get my spiritual cup filled, I have to turn to other things that interest me. And these things interest me.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all got the same goal, making sure that we came here to complete our mission and do what the fuck we came here to do.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's it, nigga.
Oh, okay. So what this lady name is again? This nigga here talking about true. What's your ass? What be talking about some goddamn true?
Danielle Aoka.
Or to a spiritual cup. She will be.
Silly. Right. But yeah, man, these cleanses.
This is crazy.
But I'm excited about this cleanse because a lot of people said that they did this Valentine's Day cleanse last year and then they met their husband and they've been married to
the child. I need to post
years.
That.
So,
you need to.
So she, I mean, she be doing, she's a bad bitch. I mean, she's spiritually inclined. It's just like how people find a pastor that speaks to them. Sometimes I find spiritual practitioners that speak to me and mm-hmm. speak to my spirit and shit. And I fuck with this bitch. She not on no fuddy duddy shit. She's not fucking with no wrong demons. She got good karma and shit. So I know that the work that she's clearing for me, her shit is together.
So you probably need to post that.
I will.
I'm gonna try that Valentine's Day one.
I will. I mean, so group one is filled up. So right now she has.
Say what? Not group one filled
so
up.
So she has two groups.
Who do you think she is?
These shits get gone, nigga.
Girl,
these $10.
What her name is? It's $10?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't paying her $10.
Nigga, why? Why, nigga? But
I paid no $10.
But they're nice, and I'll.
What her name is again? One more time, sorry.
Danielle Aoka. Yeah.
Save it for Oprah. Okay. Save it for Oprah.
But they're nice. They're nice. Oprah. They're nice. But Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's $10. Yeah. So go ahead and buy it. Then let me know what.
I did. It's already been bought.
So okay. So you did you read the package?
I read it. I know what she does.
So what do you tell me? What the Valentine's Day? Since you already bought it.
So this cleanse. Fuck, my phone is dead. But this cleanse.
Oh, it's on your phone. Damn.
No, I mean it's on Twitter. So she gives you instructions for each cleanse on a thread, and so she lets you. She basically lets you know like what energy she's clearing for you.
So what is it on Valentine's? What's the Valentine's Day one consist of?
So the Valentine's Day is just about bringing relationships into your life, whether mm-hmm. they be platonic or romantic. They could be professional relationships. They can be friendships. They could be relationships you already have. Relationship, any type of relationship is basically bringing forth ones that truly align with you mm-hmm. and ones that are truly just there to progress you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's clearing out all the bullshit relationships that you got going on, the niggas that's draining you, the niggas that's fucking bringing negativity, making it harder for you to reach shit that's already yours. Mm-hmm. This cleanse is basically aligning you with like-minded individuals to ultimately get to wherever you want to get to.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so she might bring you a romantic partner that's just going to set it off to you. She might bring you a friendship where y'all both making motherfucking money. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It helps with whatever you want. So if you are looking for a partner, she's going to help you get. If you looking for better business relationships, this is a cleanse.
Okay, so it's not just romantic.
At midnight, it's not particularly. So she has instructions where when the remote energy starts to work based on your time zone. Because she's in a different time zone. So she's very, very, like, if you have questions, she's very, like, she's willing to, like, let you know about, I mean, you should read the fucking cleanses first before you start fucking asking, because I'm pretty sure she answers your fucking questions. But, I mean, yeah, she's pretty straightforward. I like it. I mean, I don't have to, the reason why I like these cleanses is because I don't have to call her. I ain't got to sit down. I got to talk to her. I just fucking do the cleanses. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, today is cleanse day. Let me make sure my mind's right. Make sure niggas not fucking with me. Let me make sure I'm outside getting a little sunlight. Mm-hmm. Make sure I fucking have a good night's rest the night before so my fucking next day isn't tainted. Let me set my clothes out. You know, okay. Just shit like that. So.
Okay, so her name Janae Ioko.
Danielle Ioko. But again, I don't know if that's how you say her last name, but I will like put a link and shit up on my social media.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I probably need to do that Valentine's Day one.
I mean, you can do it.
At midnight, she say go out and
smoke some dirt.
Then I'm going to go out at midnight to smoke
dirt. She's not going to have you smoke dirt, niggas.
And cleanse my system.
I mean, cleansing can also just be you just meditating in silence, you know, just sitting in silence, which is probably a good time for you to do a cleanse while you out doing your thing, having your sabbatical, because you're going to have a lot of alone time with that ass. So, but yeah, Valentine's Day is a cute day. It's a lovey-dovey day.
It is. Well, thank God for Valentine's Day. Thank God for Cupid.
I mean, hell, if you ain't got no Valentine, hit your parents up.
Yeah, always show love to family always and friends. Lord Jesus. You know. Let them know you appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Right. But I ain't got shit else to say.
Okay, well, just ain't got shit else to say.
I ain't got shit else to say. But except for thank y'all.
For joining the band.
Thank you for sticking with us.
We've been here. That's a new year. We ain't been here in a minute.
Haven't been here in a minute. We've had a lot of shit to adjust to.
Right.
There will be some more adjustments to make in a few weeks.
Yes.
As my co-host will be making a life-changing change. But it's changed for the better. You know what I'm saying? She's covered. The Lord watcheth over.
Yes,
Lord. With such strong hands. But you know, we'll be adjusting with that. We'll let you know what's going on. But you know what? Follow us on Instagram. You can follow us separately on Instagram, The Shoe Aficionado, and I am Kel Stab on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter, but follow Ebony on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud? What?
Our episodes are on SoundCloud.
Nah, nigga.
No.
How long you been gone?
It's not.
How long you been gone?
It's not SoundCloud. It's Spotify. Fuck. I can't believe I said SoundCloud. What the fuck is going on?
It's okay.
Follow Ebony on Spotify.
Spotify you, nigga.
Huh?
Follow us.
It is us, but you're right. Anyway. Anyway, mine's still in Puerto Rico.
Ciao. Popotpiritos
prascreros. And you know what song them niggas kept playing?
What did they play? Despacito.
There's a Puerto Rico. I said,
who sang that?
That shit with Justin Bieber.
Oh, it's Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
See, again, because it's that white shit. You bet with that shit. I don't know the white people shit. I don't know about goddamn Justin Bieber.
One day we're going to discuss niggas. And how they always talk about niggas who talk proper talking about some white shit. Nigga, what the fuck is white shit?
That shit you talking about? About niggas don't. Justin Bieber and
my sisters
song?
Do in they hood. They know about Despacito. I bet you it's a bunch of niggas that know about Despacito. It's niggas in Savannah that know about Despacito.
Yeah, them ones that be downtown. Them scared ones.
No, nigga, no. Nigga, no. Nigga, no.
You know, believe it or not, as much as you top of the line and beat the J-O-B, you really at the right place.
I'm not though.
You really at the right
I'm
place.
I'm not
though.
Because you I can't really talk right I can't place, talk though. Like this though.
Yes, you can. You're doing it right now.
I'm talking about not at a job.
No, but you them your people though.
They're not though.
You them your people though.
You don't know how my people are, nigga.
Them your people though. Mm-mm. That's why y'all. That's why you feel the way that you feel.
How I feel?
You probably gonna be there longer than me.
I doubt it. I can't never be longer than you, nigga. You already gonna put enough time in.
You probably gonna be that longer than me.
Right.
You already longer than me. Promise you. You gonna be back. You ain't gonna stop until you get back to your homegirl.
Don't speak that evil on me, nigga.
You and you, your homegirl gonna be up in there.
No, cause she gonna be gone.
I'm talking about them W's. You be right there with them people. Cause them be your kind of folk. They gonna be your folk. I promise you. Them gonna be your folk. Cause they already halfway your folk. They just don't know you just
how?
Yet. White ass Kelsey?
I'm not, girl, nigga. Bye. I'm not white, nigga.
You in the right place, believe
it or not.
I'm not white.
Haters.
You,
haters.
You in the right place.
Haters.
You in the right place.
You some haters.
You in the right
place. You a hider.
You can eat with them. You can party with them.
I can't
you
eat
can
and party social. With them. Nope.
Yes, you can.
Nope.
Yes, you can.
Nope.
You do it all. You're doing it right now.
So you act like I just didn't smash no nigga plate just now.
What nigga plate? Oh, yeah, you ate that because you probably was hungry. After you done had
nigga,
your,
no,
after you done had your liquors and wines. You probably want a little something to eat. Because what you going to do after you eat, you finish this?
Finish what? This beer?
This podcast.
Go home.
You probably going to smoke some shit.
And go home and go to bed. You damn right. Handle my business.
We stupid. But yeah.
I smell like Old Bay in here now.
Who smell like Old Bay? I ain't got no Old Bay in here.
Smell like it. Smell like season salt.
Oh.
No strong. What's going on?
Pregnant.
Nah, God wish. Y'all wish. But I was on this cruise ship. That shit had me dreaming about all type of weirdo shit.
Oh yeah?
I said, get me off this water.
Lord have mercy.
Right. But anyway, thank y'all for listening to the band now.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. Right.
I'll let y'all know. Yeah. I'll probably send out a PSA and a little update about what's going on with the niggas on the bando.
Yeah.
And
we all this fucking this goddamn bando. Niggas around here just
falling apart.
Jesus, have mercy. But I'll be all right, though. I'm trying to be so smooth and so cool.
You will be all right. I don't think it'll take the full 6 weeks.
It probably will.
I don't think so. I think with the proper diet, it makes you know what you can't eat this.
I just need that. I can't eat that. Yeah, I'm be done.
And I might have to come by and check on you and make sure that you got waters by your bed. Make sure Alicia ain't giving you no damn chicken plates and shit. Put your ass on a broth diet.
Yeah, I mean that's what's
gonna happen. You're gonna be on anyway. Yeah. But you need like good broth with like vitamins and shit in it so you can heal faster. And you truthfully need sunlight. Sunlight helps with healing.
I might get outside for a minute, but it's cold as shit outside.
It is. It was. I heard it was fucking cold while I was gone, and it was rainy.
Yeah, we had like one day of that, but then the next day it was like hot.
There go with that bullshit.
Yeah. Man. So then again, but like I said, at night, you know, the sun be out, so you know you get that heat. But yeah, I know they did say you gotta try to walk around, so
yeah,
because you don't want to get no clots and stuff like that. So like I say I'm gonna try to do right.
Who you got over here taking care of you?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Nigga, you need a nurse.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hey, hey, hey. So all y'all hoes out there, listen. Let me tell you something. My co-host Ebony, she gonna be out on medical leave, and she need a little nurse to take care of her for 6 weeks.
Any hoes ain't about that life, right?
So let me tell you, so any nice, slim waist, big booty bitch, she ain't even gotta have no big ass, but bitch gotta look good, okay? Any bitch that got some good motherly skills that know how to feed a nigga and nurse them back to health, don't be giving them no damn lard, cornbread, all that crackling cornbread and shit, and chow chow and shit. Don't give my nigga that, okay? But Ebony needs, okay, a home nurse to assist with her, fluff her pillows, prop her feet up, help her get outside, help her run errands, road to the post office, fix her soup, tea, no coffee, no soda pop. Okay, 6 weeks, bitches.
They say I could have ginger ale.
Okay, that's different. You know, that's nigga shit. You know, niggas love fixing themselves with some ginger ale, little fizz and shit. But Ebony needs a nurse. So send the applications
please
to my page so I can look at you. Preferably bitches with no kids. Okay.
A woman with a job.
Right.
A woman with an own crib.
Right.
No, even you ever heard something about Gerald LaVert application?
No.
He was preaching.
He knew what he was talking about?
Yeah, he always was searching for somebody.
Mm.
Bless his spirit.
He was.
He was.
Damn.
You know, he wrote a lot of his songs. And remember, he's saying these were in my song. Remember that song he had out? Mm-hmm. Like he wanted that what he write about in his songs.
And he ain't never had it.
He ain't never got it.
And that's sad, but he had babies.
He had them. Like I said, you can get all these gang of women's.
To get some but, nut off.
Exactly, but you can't find that one thing that do it for you. Just sad.
That's why you got to fill your own cup up with yourself.
And he had that depression, that taking that medication. You know what I'm saying? What he done mixed with
that lonely heart.
Yeah.
Child, don't tell me about that.
Ooh, Jesus. I'm buying that right now in the name of Jesus.
But it's okay.
I don't want no lonely heart.
You're not going to have one.
I'm not neither. Because Queen Najee told me. Love you.
I don't even know who this bitch is.
You don't know who Queen Najee is? You know, light skinned
black shit.
Why that bitch still pregnant after all these years?
She is pregnant. She been pregnant for the whole year.
I want her to have this baby. Like,
she was pregnant all of last year. Was she not?
Yes. Since I've known her, she's been pregnant.
I'm like, nigga, weren't you pregnant in February?
Like, she needs to have the baby. Like, what's her problem?
And I keep seeing her post on the Shade Room. I'm like,
fuck.
She ain't had the nigga yet.
Like, what's wrong with her?
Damn, the nigga must not want to come out. You know, some babies be stubborn.
Is it alive still, you think?
Nigga, she big, but I don't fucking know.
That she is big.
I don't fucking know.
And, like, she needs to hurry up and have that baby. Like, everybody else done had that baby. And that baby, like, what, 15, 16 years old right now. Why this nigga still pregnant? Like, why is she still pregnant?
She big. She real big. I don't know, bro.
I wish she hurt and had that baby. What is she having?
But ain't her and the baby daddy got issues?
No. She was with the Clarence man.
But it's another couple. No, it's just Clarence. Like them. I don't know.
No,
is he Egyptian?
He almost looked something like, they almost look like each other. These
brother
two men.
Sister?
Now, the first man was somebody else. I think the new man is Clarence.
Okay.
NYC. I don't know where he come from. I don't know where these men come from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where these people come from. I think it said she was some kind of IG sensation.
Yeah.
And then from her being an IG sensation, her and the first guy was, I guess they did their little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went, whatever happened. And not her and this new nigga. All I'm looking like, these light-skinned ass men.
They do.
Get
with
these
light, damn
bright
tattoos
ass. Exactly.
And shit,
some
beers.
Damn child, them beards and shit. Like, girl, get you a dark-skinned man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I want me a dark nigga so good.
You want you a burnt one?
Not burnt, nigga. Just like a damn Morris Chestnut, fucking Tay Diggs, goddamn Blair Underwood, goddamn motherfucking Trayvante Rose ass nigga.
Who the fuck is Trayvante
Rose? Trayvante Rose is a nigga from Moonlight.
Oh, he was black. God damn.
And he was, but he was fine though.
He was that shiny black, like patent leather.
Looked like goddamn a rib plate. Fuck. Riblet plate, little burn in plate. And
oh Jesus.
Yeah,
I want
a nigga like that.
Okay.
A dark nigga like that.
Like that. Like leather seats, like that sofa out there. Not that sofa. That lounge chair. You know what I think?
Just nice. Just nice,
shiny.
Thick, just taut, tight skin. Just
like it's made out of Teflon.
Nice ass fucking milk teeth. Just...
You can say milk
the
teeth.
The Lord know what he gonna do for me. I ain't even gotta worry about it. We already done talked about it.
Oh, yes.
Man. We already done talked about it.
When to go to bed. When to go to bed. Shabba, oh, yes, man.
We already know.
Well, yeah.
We already know.
Well, Lord, it'll be all right.
It will. We'll check back in with y'all.
Yes.
All right, but y'all have a great work week.
Yes.
Have a very strong work week.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. That's really how it's finna be. That's why we saying this shit early, because that's how this shit finna be.
Yeah,
so
I'll probably be back. Around Valentine's Day.
If we don't do a surprise pop-up Valentine's Day episode, we're gonna say Happy Valentine's Day now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. But I told her I'm gonna come back over here and talk, get her ass while she doped up, and get her talking on this microphone.
Child, it's probably gonna be horrible, Kelsey. I'm like, that'd be good.
I think it'll be fantastic. I'm actually excited.
That's pretty low. Keep my mind regulated, keep it right. I don't want to be going off on the deep end. I don't want to be.
I mean, you're gonna be on medicated though, so you can't tell yourself what you ain't gonna say. Your subconscious might start speaking some shit you've been holding in for a long time.
Yeah,
so you need to make sure you have the right people around you who feelings ain't gonna be hurt. Cause child,
I might
you might say
security.
Some shit.
Oh my god, I hate that.
All right, but we'll catch y'all later.
Okay, peace out. Stupid boy.